Hey everyone, Mario Barecca here, and I am known as the Conversation Guy. I'm also the founder of MediaMar, and at MediaMar, we help thought leaders craft and distribute conversations that convert. I believe everything starts with a conversation. I believe conversations are the most powerful way to create connections, to create relationships, and to create opportunities with each other. So everything has a basis in conversation. And on this podcast that you're about to listen to, I'm going to have 10-minute conversations with thought leaders to do just that, create relationships, create opportunity, but more importantly, to convey value, value from them and their perspective and how they operate on a daily basis, and to really tell a story that can bring some value and positivity, tips, tricks, ideas, what have you, to your life to make it better. So sit back, relax, buckle in. It's going to be a wild ride. I know those things don't quite go together. Sit back, relax, and buckle in. But it's going to be a lot of fun, and we're going to get the conversation started right now. And as always, don't forget, if you like what you hear, please rate and review our podcast. It is my honor and privilege to bring back onto the line Heather Parody, and I have to apologize because I did pronounce her last name wrong on the last episode. So if you heard that, that's completely my fault.
So angry at you. I'm about to leave.
I have to tell you, anyone else who's ever been on my show in the past will attest to this. No matter what their name is, I always double check the pronunciation because it's super important. And you're the first person, maybe because I feel super comfortable with you, maybe because you're also a podcaster. I don't know what it is. I just went with it and I did it wrong. So I will eat that. That is on me. But it is Heather Parody, and you can go to her website, heatherparody.com. Definitely subscribe to her podcast, The Unconventional Leaders Podcast. And my sincerest apologies, Heather Parody.
Well,
thank you so much for coming back.
Let's dig into this. What do you think it was that just made you so relaxed and calm?
I don't know. I think it was more excitement. I think I was just excited. Like I always do, and I don't know if listeners know this or not, but I always do a 15-minute conversation with people before we scheduled to do the podcast. And we did that, and we had a really good conversation.
It was like a 45-minute conversation.
It was. And I was excited to have you on, and I knew we were going to have a good conversation. And like when we got on the line, I always ask people, because a lot can happen between the time we do the intro call and the time we record the show. And I always ask, well, what do you want to talk about? And you like gave me carte blanche. You were just like, whatever, let's just do it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yes, this is like the way I like to do it. I don't like to be like, we have to talk about this thing. So
well,
I guess it was like
a
perfect storm.
If you're like in the same realm and you're really going after stuff and you're a high achiever or whatever, whatever, the stuff just oozes out of you. You don't have to necessarily plan like, oh, we're going to talk about the three levels of success. Blah, blah, blah. You know, we're just going to talk about our regular lives and this stuff's going to naturally flow from us. Like my husband's into fitness. And so you don't have to like plan. No matter what you're talking about, within 5 minutes, he's talking about like a macro or micronutrient. It's the craziest thing in the world. So it just like stuff just comes out of you when you're immersed in it. So I know that, you know, whatever we talk about, it's going to be cool.
Yeah. So it's such a pleasure to have you. Again, I apologize for the gaffe, but it'll never happen again.
And, good. Thank goodness. I was wondering. Gosh.
At least I got your podcast title right, right? The Unconventional Leaders Podcast. So go subscribe to that. And let's talk a little bit about now that how long you've been podcasting for how long now? 3 years?
3 years, 2 months.
Yeah. So in that time, that 3 years, like, is there anything that surprised you? Like, I didn't know I was going to love this part of it so much, or, you know, now that I'm glad that, you know, I was able to talk to this person, like what about the process in 3 years really piques your interest?
How important it is for me to be comfortable in my own skin, no matter who I'm talking to, because I can get really intimidated by certain people, and learning how to really bring my own confidence and comfort in my skin that, you know, I don't have to look and be a certain way. I've unknowingly like put a lot of pressure on myself that I needed to, you know, be a little bit more buttoned up with certain people or whatever. And I'm just like a, you know, I mean, you know, my personality, I'm just, what up y'all, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? And I don't have to act that, you know, differently, because the reason people listen to my show is not necessarily for any other reason than we click and they jive with that personality. And so how important it is to bring yourself fully and not kind of put on a facade, you know? And also too, how difficult it is to really be a good interviewer. Like, I have so much to learn, like even 300 episodes in, and I've had another show that, you know, a LinkedIn show, we did 100 interviews on that, and I've done summits. And I mean, I've interviewed a lot of people, and yet I'm like, I don't know anything about interviewing, because there's a skill and an art to it. It's not just shooting the breeze. Like, you really have to listen and create an environment and build trust. And dude, it's next. Like, I love watching really good interviewers, because it's an art. That's really shocked me.
If I asked you, what's the number one thing that you've learned to this point that's like the most important thing to doing a good interview, what would you say?
Listen to what they're saying and stop planning everything. I think, and you know this, when you talk to people who have done a million interviews, they kind of have like these staple things that they always go to. Like, you know, they'll say on your show that you're like, I've heard you say this 500 times. In order to kind of get them off the script, we have to be really in tune to even like body language and pauses and stuff like that. Of, interesting. Tell me a little bit more about that, you know, and asking them to go a layer, because people give you like a surface answer, then there's a little bit of a deeper answer. And as hosts, we want to always be going down layer by layer by layer and getting even more deep with them. So I think, I totally forgot your question. I'm talking about how important it is to listen to you, and I'm not even listening to you. Do you see what I'm saying? It's such a struggle.
You're listening. Hey, go with the flow. That's what I always tell people, because I have some people on my show that are like, can I get questions? And I'm like, I don't do questions.
No,
and they're like, what do you mean? Look, there's a fine line, in my opinion, between interrogation and interview. And this ain't an interrogation. This is an interview. And it's not even an interview. It's a conversation. It's not question, answer, question, answer, question, answer. And I'm not trying to see if you're worthy for a job. I'm just trying to have a fun conversation with you, so you have the space. And my whole goal is to give you the space and the comfortability to be yourself, because I think so many people show up and put on their podcast voice, right? And they have these canned answers and they talk about the same thing every time. And it's like, you know, one of the questions I always like to ask people, and I'm going to ask you this right now, as a matter of fact, is what's one thing that you absolutely love to talk about, but no one hardly ever asks you?
Creativity, storytelling, the art of imagination and play. I'm really interested in the art of influence and creativity. You know, I'm in the entrepreneurial space, and everybody wants to talk about funnels and kind of these more tactical stuff, which I can totally jam on. Like, dude, like, I get it. Like, I love that stuff. However, when you think about the psychology behind what we do, there is some play and creativity in there. And so I started taking acting classes 8 months ago just to, one, it scared the hell out of me. I could sit and you can give me a microphone and I can talk as Heather Parody all day long to anybody. I ain't nervous. But for some reason, like acting like somebody else, like I was in a room with eight people and I was shaking violently. Like it was the weirdest thing. And I do public speaking. I talk, you know? But the psychology and creativity for performers is fascinating to me. And I think as show hosts and even just voices online, we need to pay really close attention to that. And that, I don't know, I want to talk about that stuff, you know?
I love that. And, you know, the funny thing is I kind of see the myself as the opposite of what, like kind of what you just said. I feel like, you know, this right here of us talking, this is who I really am. And my life outside of this, like when I do regular things or whatever, that almost feels like a performance.
Interesting.
Yeah. Because, well, when I was a kid, right? When I was like really young, like I have vivid memories from when I was really, really young. I'm talking like 2-3 years old. What I used to do for fun, and I always ask people when I'm talking to them, like go back to what you used to do innately before you were like 7 years old, because there's something there. You did things without filters. You did things without fear of being judged. You just did whatever came to you. And there's usually something there that you can like look at and analyze and see what's within me. But anyway, what I would do is there were three specific movies. I would watch them over and over and over again. I memorized them and I even gathered props. And my dad was a chiropractor and we lived in a home office. So our house was here. There was a hallway and then his chiropractic office was there. And they put a baby gate up to keep me out. Well, I wasn't going to let that stop me. So I would scale that thing, climb over it, go into the waiting room and I would perform for the patients. And I still, to this day, 30 years later, I'll go back to his office to visit when I'm in town and patients will come up to me and be like, I remember when you were this big and you were doing Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory in the waiting room.
And I'm like, that's so cool. Yeah, I remember that too.
So how is that manifesting in your life now?
It's comfortability in front of, like, to be able to do things like this. Like, there's definitely a switch that goes off when I'm in the flow and I'm in the zone. And I really, like, as far as the chef thing goes, it's that creativity. And I think what really drew me to that too was when I was a kid being with my grandfather and watching Food Network and seeing that there's a performance aspect to it, but it also has the creativity to it that I thrive and I love. So I look at, like, artists, and I look at, like, creating a podcast as, like, it's an artistic expression.
Absolutely.
And yeah. And so there's two of us here. So it's like, it's not only me being artistic, but it's like, how can I give you the space to do the same thing and show up as who you really are without judgment and share everything that's within you? Because we all have such value, but I think that our filters cover it up, and our filters it filters out who we really are and shows people what we think we want them to see or what we think they want to see. Yep. So my whole goal with my show is, you know, you got 10 minutes. I'm going to show up as me. You show up as you. Nobody's going to judge you. Nobody's going to hurt you. Let's give people who you really are. Let your essence really shine. And I think that's what people want and crave, because when they see someone else doing it, it gives them permission to be the same.
Well, even you approaching your structure of your show is so unique. I've been on a lot of shows. I've hosted a lot of shows, and you're the only person I know who formats their show the way that you do. And you thought outside the box. You thought creatively. I'm always going to remember that. We can never talk to each other again, and I'm always going to remember what you did because you were outside of the box, and we need more of that. But it takes willingness to say, you know what? I'm going to go against the grain. I'm going to play a little bit with this, and there are no rules, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. And, like, just, you know, to take that a step further, and I appreciate, thank you for the kind words and the compliment. This is definitely an evolving process, and it's something that I just want to have fun with. But, like, when I'm out and about and doing, like, the real life thing, you know, I have to be an adult. You have to adult, right? And you have to do those certain things. And to me, that's a little bit of a performance factor, because sometimes I just want to laugh. And I just want to be like, when they're like, you have to do this, I just want to be like, why? You know, it's like, but so that's kind of what I mean by that. It's not that, like, I'm acting like a real person, but it's like, why don't we question more? Why don't we be ourselves more? Why don't we, you know, why do we try to be a quote unquote grown up and fit in the box? Like, you don't have to be a child. You have responsibilities. I get it. You have to do certain things to live. Like, you have to pay your bills and, you know, buy food and do all of those things. But I'm talking about the everyday things that we do around the things that we have to do. Like, why can't we just relax a bit?
Because we're worried about what other people think of us, and we're always looking for approval and belonging and this deep sense of worth, love.
And how do you overcome that?
I don't overcome it. I don't think any of us overcome it. I love Alfred Adler. He's a psychologist, and he talks about inferiority. And his idea was that we're all born with this inferiority, and we work to overcompensate for it in different ways. Some people learn how to do it in a constructive way and for societal good, and how to turn that energy into something positive. And some people use it for destruction. And I really attest to that, because I'm not sure you ever fully overcome any of that stuff. I think we learn how to shift and adjust and use it for something good. Mm. So, example, I struggle feeling, I have always dealt with feeling like less than, just because of some stuff that happened to me. And now I can really empathize with other people who feel less than. Mm-hmm. And so I try to create community and empathize and, you know, bring comfort to those who feel that way. Hence the show, Unconventional Leaders, you know, those who are building something from the ground up, those who didn't have the money or the influence or the nurturing that they needed, all of that stuff. So I've shifted, or trying to, you know, shift that energy of my own inferiority to help other people. So it's the same idea.
Yeah. And you're doing a great job, because as per the example of the gaffe and the comfortability and us, you know, being able to have these conversations, you know, a lot of times when I get on with someone who is a really successful podcaster, such as yourself, I never know how it's going to go for that first conversation. Like, I always show up, I try to show up the same way every time, but sometimes they're open like you are and we just click and it's great. And sometimes they're just like, I'm so busy. It's my show. It's my thing. It's blah. I want to talk about me. And I get it. I mean, there's ego wrapped up when you're successful and things like that happen, but it's so refreshing to talk to you and see how you show up. And so I really think you're living what you just said. So I want to acknowledge you for that.
Well, you just made up for mispronouncing my name. So thank you.
My pleasure. Let me get another crack at it. I want to remind everyone to find you at heatherparody.com. That's your website. Ooh. It's in the show notes. All your social links are there too. So go follow her across all social media. And also don't forget to subscribe to her podcast, the Unconventional Leaders Podcast. It's awesome. Go do that for sure. Heather, thank you so much. And I can't wait to talk to you again soon. This has been for yesterday's show, the last episode and this one. It's been a blast.
It's been awesome. Thank you so much.
Hey, everyone. I want to sincerely thank you for listening to the podcast. It really means a lot to me. Conversations are what I thrive on. It's something that I believe is so important for each and every one of us to have conversations that matter, to have conversations that connect us, to create relationships with each other. So the conversation that I have with the guests that are on the show, the conversations that the guests and I create to have with you are equally important, and a great way for you to have conversations with us is to rate and review the podcast. So if you could go to Apple Podcasts, go to wherever you listen to your podcasts and rate and review this, it is much appreciated. And you can always find us at MediaMario.com. If you go to MediaMario.com, you can find all the things there. If you want to connect with the guests that I had on today or guests that I've had on the show in the past, you can go to MediaMario.com and get their information. If you want to connect with me and have a conversation with me, I welcome that. All my social links everywhere that you can find me all over the web is at MediaMario.com. So go there, visit us, connect with us. I'd love to have conversations with you. I hope you found value in today's show, and I can't wait to bring you the next conversation on the next episode of The Conversation Guy. Until then, have a wonderful day, and we'll talk to you real soon.